Yes, it's looking to be a good season. We've got a dry start, Lara, and we're hoping that we're going to have a good season, that's for sure.
How's this crop compare to last year?
The crop looks like it's about 10% up, just looking at it now. We'll know more when we start harvesting today, and then we'll know even more when the mill sends us some results on the tonnages as we get into the harvest.
And in terms of the tonnages, what are your estimates?
Well, we'd like to think that we could average 90 tonne to the hectare, if not more, but we'll see when we first start harvesting.
When we talk about the crop itself, has there been too much of an impact for you here from yellow canopy syndrome? We know it's been quite widespread throughout the Mackay region, and obviously this year it's headed further south as well.
Yeah, well, we've been a bit lucky here in at Homebush. We haven't seen the devastation that yellow canopy is given to a lot of the areas, but we have a little, but not very much.
Prices. When we talk about the first day of the crush, prices have been up. I think last week we saw well over 17 cents, over $500 Australian. How long since you've seen those kind of numbers at the beginning of a crush? You've been a cane farmer for a few good years now.
Yes, prices are good, but let's talk about prices when we get it into the mill and we get it when we get the sugar stored at the harbour. Then we'll be able to talk about prices. Prices are good, but we'd like to think that we can get this crop off without too much rain and too many incidents.
And when we talk about the mill, we do know Marion Mill has had a recent explosion. Are there too many concerns around the impact that will have for you here?
It's going to affect us for sure. Marion Mill being down, we lose a lot of capacity. But we'll all take the pain and we'll just go slow for a little while until they can get Marion repaired. And once we get Marion repaired again, then away we go. And hopefully the season won't drag out for too long.
Travis Andrews, you've been Jeff Grech's harvester for about the past 2 or 3 years. Tell us what the first day of harvesting for a crush looks like for you.
Just getting the boys, we've got a new crew this year, so just trying to teach them and show them what we want done and trying to get as much cane from the paddock to the side and without it on the ground. And yeah, we don't get paid for it on the ground, it's better in the bins.
And when you talk about harvester losses, is there anything you're trying to do differently to reduce the losses? I mean, it's something we talk about every year.
We always look at our extractor speeds and what's getting thrown on the ground, but we just try to drop them down and, like I was saying before, put as much as we can in the bin and not on the ground.
When you start a crush, the first day of the crush, what's it like? Is there a bit of anticipation? Is there a bit of a, oh, it's going to be a long few months? Or what's the feeling when you start?
It's actually not too bad for a start to get you out of the shed and into the paddock. But you know that there's work there. You know that you're going to be right. You get up every day. You know what you've got to do. No, it's not too bad. I don't mind it.
We know our farmers are doing their planting and getting the crops ready. How much work is involved for the harvesters, for you blokes, to get out into the cane?
Oh, well, look, it's not just me. There's a crew of us. We get in the shed and there's a lot of work you got to do every year, checking wear strips. You know, there's a lot of maintenance. There's a lot that goes into it. It's not just one bloke. There's a fair team that's in there that's doing all the work.
And for you this year, how's this year looking compared to last year?
Yeah, not too bad. I think it's going to be good, actually. We've got a young crew, like all of us are pretty young, and there's good cane. Yeah, it is looking to be a good year, I think.